Welcome to Live with Passion and the teachings of Father Cedric Pazegna. This program is designed to help deepen your relationship with God and empower you to live with greater passion. We invite you to log on to www.frcedric.org for more inspiration. That's www.frcedric.org. May the Holy Spirit touch you as you listen now.
Hi, I'm Father Cedric Pazegna, the host of Live With Passion. I'm so glad that you tuned into the program. Get ready for this. The joy of the Lord is your strength. You may be going through a hard time right now, a difficulty, a suffering, possibly a divorce, grieving, loneliness, whatever it is. I want to tell you that there is a joy that will enable you, empower you, help you to face any circumstance, a joy that no circumstance can take away, and no circumstance can give. The joy of the Lord will be your strength. This comes from Nehemiah chapter 8, verse 10. And it says this, Nehemiah said, "Go your way, eat the fat, and drink the sweet wine. Send portions of them for whom nothing is prepared, for this day is holy to the Lord. Don't be grieved, for the joy of the Lord is your strength." I love that. The joy of the Lord is your strength. No matter what you're going through, no matter the circumstance, no matter the hardship. I remember one time I was watching a movie. It was called The Pursuit of Happiness. Will Smith was the main character. He was unemployed, down and out, poor, walking by the side of the road. And all of a sudden, this Ferrari pulls up. Door pops open. Man comes out dressed to the nines, beautiful suit. He was a stockbroker going into Wall Street. And Will Smith, his jaw dropped. He looked at that, and all of a sudden, it was a moment of vocation for him. You see, he wanted happiness. He wanted what money can buy. And he trained to become a stockbroker so that he could get money and he could be happy. And isn't that what the world teaches? That if you get money and you do the right things, then you can be happy. That's at least what I thought would make me happy, but never really did. Seemed like the more stuff I got, that nothing worked. I got to let you know, inside of all of us, if you've ever seen a speedometer or a tachometer, you know how the needle moves when you go faster? Inside of all of us, we have what I call a happiness meter. And all you have to do is look within, be rigorously honest with yourself, take a look, and you will realize that you have a happiness meter. And I want to ask you a question. Where is your meter right now? Are you happy? And I've discovered that this meter can actually lead you to eternal life. God put that happiness meter in us, that indication of how happy we are, so that we would be led by it to seek true happiness. Oh, this is what I discovered in my life, and I want to share that with the whole world. Take a look within. Are you happy? And if you're not, there is a way to be happy. And that's what I discovered, because at age 19, when I told myself that I wasn't happy, I finally decided I want to do what it takes to be happy. And what did that mean? I surrendered my life to Christ. And wow, I found more than happiness. I found a joy that no circumstance can give and no circumstance can take away. We just heard from Nehemiah, the joy of the Lord will be your strength. Oh, how good that is. The joy of the Lord will be your strength. The Declaration of Independence here in the United States, we have a right to pursue happiness, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. So in other words, happiness is your right. We all know what happiness is. We all have tasted it. I remember one time I got a hole-in-one in golf. Actually, I've had two. And I mean the happiness. But then it goes away. I'll have a good meal with some drinks, and you know it'll satisfy you, fulfill you, makes you happy. Then it goes away. So happiness is something we're all grasping for. We're all striving for. But I want to make a distinction between happiness and joy. Happiness comes from something that is happening. That's where the word comes from. It's a circumstance, a happening in your life. For example, as I said, you make a hole-in-one in golf. You have a happy birthday. You have a good meal. You have some drinks, happy hour. So basically, it comes from a happening in your life. But joy is different. Joy is something transcendent that goes beyond circumstances, and it doesn't fade. Remember what Jesus said, in the world you will have tribulations, but cheer up, I have overcome the world. So in other words, there's a cheer, there's a joy, there's an inner grace, an inner assurance that you can have no matter what you're going through. And I want you to have that joy because it will be your strength. I remember I was preaching one time in New Orleans, and preaching to me, producing, serving, ministering is one of the most joyful things that I do. And I was preaching and I was talking about hope. We had a big congregation there, and right in the first pew, there was a young woman, probably 16 years old. She was with her boyfriend. I could see her right there. And she was playing around on her cell phone, talking to her boyfriend, laughing. And here I am trying to preach about hope and trying to involve people. And I could see all that was going on. Normally that distracts me, but I had this power, this grace, this joy as I was preaching, and she didn't bother me at all. So in other words, whatever you're going through may not be, maybe it is a teenager in your life that's giving you trouble, ADD or addicted or whatever it is, and it's driving you crazy. Well, I want to tell you that the joy of the Lord will be your strength. It's not circumstantial. It's not just based on happenings. And that came through to me one time when I was preaching in Los Angeles, a place called Pacific Palisades, and just a little bit north of LA, right by the coast. And I was preaching, and there was four masses that morning, big crowds. And, you know, after I preach with a lot of enthusiasm. I get hungry. So I went to the kitchen, wasn't lunchtime yet, just looking for something like a chocolate chip cookie to tide me over. Go into the kitchen, and in walks a priest that I hadn't met yet, comes up to me. Hey, you must be Father Cedric. I heard you were here. Hey, nice to meet you. And introduced myself. And he looked at me and he goes, wow, he says, you're a young guy. He goes, how would you like to go on a cruise? And I'm thinking to myself, wait a minute. I came in here for a cookie and he's offering me a cruise. And I said, a cruise? What do you mean? He said, well, I'm the head chaplain for all the cruise lines on the West Coast. And he said, people love young priests. He said, where do you want to go? And I'm thinking to myself, wow, you know, I came from Massachusetts and always heard about Alaska, but I've never been there. And yeah, I'd like to go to Alaska. I never really thought it would happen. But sure enough, a year later, yours truly, all expenses paid. They just wanted a priest on board the ship. I was a chaplain on a cruise ship to Alaska. What a cruise. Finest shows and food and whales jumping and eagles flying, glaciers. If you've ever been to Alaska, it is quite the place. Well, one day, after I had presided at Mass, went back to my room. By the way, the rooms on these ships are so small. I mean, you have a bed and a shower, and that's about it. Go back to my room. All of a sudden, I hear this impetuous knock at my door. I open up the door. In barges this man. Doesn't even look at me. He barges in, and he just starts pacing back and forth. And he goes, I know who you are. I know you're the priest on board the ship. He said, I've seen you walking around with your collar. And he said, this isn't confession. I don't need to go to confession. I don't want to go to confession, but I got to get this off my chest. I am in the midst of an adulterous relationship, and it's tearing me up inside. I feel guilty. I'm miserable. And he said, finally, he looks at me, and first time he looks at me, and he goes, Father, you don't know how lucky you are. And I thought to myself, a cookie. I just wanted a chocolate chip cookie. So finally, the man, after he rants and raves a little bit longer and backed up, and he just left as fast as he came in. Door slams. I never saw him again. Probably when he saw me, he hid or whatever, but never saw him again. And it struck me, if ever you should be happy, it would have been on this cruise to Alaska. Whales, as I said, eagles, the best food, wonderful entertainment, sleep all day if you want, hot tubs, you know, you name it. And here's this man racked with torment, miserable. So in other words, the circumstances that he had wasn't giving him happiness, wasn't giving him joy. And so what I want to make clear to you is that there's a big difference between happiness and joy. What this man was missing, see, somewhere along the line, he was tempted into thinking he could be happy by committing adultery. Somewhere along the line, people are tempted into thinking they can be happy by getting addicted, although they don't think they're going to get addicted with drugs and alcohol and sex and gambling and everything else. People are looking for happiness. And then somewhere along the line, people think that they can be happy by getting into these bad habits, and then they get stuck and then end up getting overweight, and then they're not happy. They feel out of control. But I want to tell you that true happiness doesn't come from all that stuff. It's not from the world. It's from God. That's exactly what I found out when I was 19 years old. Gave my life to Christ, and I found within me a joy, as I said, that no circumstance can give and no circumstance can take away.
Everyone wants to be happy. We have all sorts of ideas of what can bring happiness. Big houses, big paychecks, big opportunities. But that kind of happiness is based on circumstances. True joy is rooted in a trusting relationship with God. In Father Cedric's book, You Can Be Happy, you will discover that God wants to fill your heart with a joy and peace that can withstand bad days and hard times. Father Cedric reveals the source of true joy is the person, Jesus Christ. In this book, you will learn the keys to a happy lifestyle. Things like a positive mindset, how to approach your circumstances, how to receive grace, and becoming your best self. Call right now to get your copy today. Call 844-FATHER-C, that's 844-328-4372, or go to frcedric.org, or write us at Father Cedric Ministries, 430 Bunker Hill Road, Houston, Texas, 77024. 100% of your donations will be used to produce and air Live with Passion.
One time there's a scene in the gospel that I love. Jesus sends out 72 disciples. He sends them out to preach the gospel. He says, preach the gospel, heal the sick, proclaim the good news. And they come back, shoulder to shoulder, arm around each other. They're laughing. They're joyous because demons were subject to them. They were casting out demons. And they come back and they're all happy. And you know what Jesus said to them? And I love this. He said, don't be happy because demons are subject to you. Be happy because your names are written in heaven. Oh, that is joy. Do you see? The joy of the Lord is knowing that you're on the way to heaven, that your name is written in heaven. And you can know by giving your life to Christ, being filled with the Holy Spirit, and having a personal relationship with God. Oh, the joy of the Lord. Assurance. On the way to heaven. That's what Jesus told us to be joyful about. The joy of the Lord will be your strength. Then, you know, if you get sick, you have problems, you have relationship difficulties, no matter what the devil throws at you, no matter what stuff's going to happen in life, you will have a strength. I remember St. Francis of Assisi, great founder of the Franciscans. His name was Francesco of Assisi. His father was a silk merchant, very rich, grew up in, I believe, the 1300s. Very rich. Francesco loved clothes, fine clothes. He loved the partying lifestyle. He loved the nightlife and being happy. He was striving, like everybody else, for happiness. And then something happened. The city-state got in a war. Assisi got in a war with the next city. Francesco was in the war. He ended up in a dungeon for 1 year. Talk about all your circumstances being taken away from you. He was miserable. In that dungeon, in that prison, he gave his life to Christ. And when he got out, he was a changed young man. And he realized that all the stuff that he was seeking for happiness wasn't working. Clothes and women, parties, money. His father wanted him to be a merchant like himself, to become wealthy, to have all the stuff, and all Francis wanted was simplicity. He wanted God. He called it Lady Poverty. And so he made a deep dedication to Christ. And right there in the town square, the piazza, he strips himself completely naked, gives all his clothes back to his father right in front of anybody, everybody. And he said, "Now I have no father but my heavenly father." And he made a choice to make Christ the Lord of his life. And he became a very joyous person. And his joy was so attractive. Multitudes would come to him. He started the Franciscan community in the Catholic Church, which is the largest community in the church. And it was all because of the joy that he had, not because of the stuff that he had, but because, as I said, of his simplicity, of his radical dedication to Christ. And as I said, he embraced what he called Lady Poverty. See, it's not in having a lot of stuff that the joy comes and the happiness comes. Actually, you see, I've embraced my vow of poverty too as a Passionist. That's another religious community in the Catholic Church. And I found, and I learned that early on, that it's not the stuff that you get that make you happy. It's not who has the most toys who wins. Actually, it's your dedication to God, and the joy of the Lord is your strength. I'm not going to fall into that trap anymore. And so I love St. Francis because joy is attractive. And he attracted many followers, brought people to Christ. I remember one time I was watching a Billy Graham program. This is back when I'm 18 years old, lost, looking for happiness. And as you know, Dr. Graham gets up there and he preaches the gospel about Jesus Christ. And right before on his crusades, during the crusade, but right before he gets up to speak, he always gets a politician, an actress, a sports figure, gets up and gives a witness about their dedication to Christ. And I don't know who the woman was, but this woman got up right before and she had the most beautiful smile. I mean, the whitest teeth that you can ever imagine. And she talked about a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. And she talked about the joy that she had in her life now that she surrendered her life to Christ. And I'm sitting there watching the TV going, yes, that's what I'm after. That's what I want. I want that dedication. I want that joy that she has. Obviously, you can see it. She's glowing. And that helped me to give my life to Christ. Maybe you're just tuning into the program and you're looking, you're searching. Your happiness meter is real low right now. I want to tell you, you can have happiness. You can have joy. It's not going to be based in the circumstances of your life. It's based in a relationship with Jesus Christ. Would you give your life to Christ? Would you make a surrender to Him? He'll love you, He'll forgive you, and He'll take you places that you never thought you could go. And joy is attractive. And I'm praying that you will be attracted by this program to Jesus. Remember one time I was preaching a retreat at our place in Houston. I'll never forget, right after I preached, I went to my office. I hear a knock on my office door. This woman comes in, not just a woman. This woman was probably one of the most beautiful women I had ever seen in my life. She comes in my office and sits down and she started like this, "Father, I want what you have." And I looked at her and I thought, wow, I mean, here's this woman. She's got obvious beauty, probably rich, and she wasn't happy. And what I told her was this: turn away from the world, surrender to Christ, and He will give you a joy that the world cannot give. And that's what I want to say to you right now. Some of you have a lot of money. You have a lot of things. Maybe you have a lot of beauty. Others of you, maybe you don't. Doesn't matter, because you're not going to be happy through your circumstances alone. What I simply want to tell you is what I told that woman. You have within you this wellspring of joy. Jesus called the Holy Spirit this fountain of eternal life. It's within you too. But you got to quit clinging to the world and to the stuff, and you will find joy. That's exactly what happened to a woman named Claire of Assisi. You see, when Francis was preaching in Assisi and attracting all these people, people were coming to him because of his joy, and a woman named Claire, who was a very beautiful woman, had long hair, saw Francis, listened to the gospel, and she made a dedication to Christ. She actually shaved all of her hair off once she gave her life to Christ, because she realized that her joy was not to be found in her beauty. So Claire, attracted by beauty, gave her life to Christ. You've all heard the story about St. Paul in prison. Paul the Apostle, of course, parading around the world, telling everybody about Jesus Christ, calling people to a deep personal relationship with him. And then he gets thrown into a Philippian jail because of preaching the gospel. So here he is in this jail. And by the way, the jails in Philippi, I've been to Philippi, I've studied in the Holy Land and studied in Greece. The jails were pretty much nothing like what we have today. They're sewer holes. They're cold, they're muddy, they're terrible. So here's Paul and his companion Silas. He's in this sewer hole. In the middle of the night, at midnight, there he is, not moaning and crying and complaining. He's singing. Singing at the midnight hour. Can you believe that? What in the world would make a person in prison who's been thrown in there for doing the right thing sing in the middle of the night? The joy of the Lord was his strength. And it says, all the prisoners were listening. Yeah, if you're singing in the middle of your misery, if you're complaining, people hear you too, but if you're singing in the middle of your trials and adversities, people are going to listen. They're going to say, I want what you have. And so all of a sudden, obviously, the prisoners weren't the only ones listening. God was listening too. And God responds to your joy, your good attitude. God responds to praise. And that's exactly what he was doing. He was praising God in the midst of it all. So you know what happened? You've heard the story. All of a sudden, there's this tremendous earthquake. Doors barge open. And Paul's free to go. But he doesn't go. The jailer comes in. Actually, the jailer was going to commit suicide because he thought everybody escaped. Paul said, I'm still here. The jailer comes up to him with an interesting question. He said, sir, what do I got to do to be saved? Do you understand that Paul's joy caused a man to want salvation? Wow. People are always asking me, how do I get my children back to church? What do I got to do to get this person to come to Christ? Well, I'll tell you what you don't do. You don't beat them over the head with the Bible. You don't try to convert them by your own words. Certainly you share the gospel, but more than anything else, I love what it says in 1 Peter, with reverence and gentleness, be ready to share about the hope that is within you. And I want to add the word with joy. Show people your joy. Show people your smile. Pope Francis said, you know, when you're evangelizing, he wrote this apostolic exhortation, his first one. It was called The Joy of the Gospel, Pope Francis of the Catholic Church, The Joy of the Gospel. He says, if you're going to evangelize, don't look like you just came home from a funeral. And I love that because a lot of people, you know, they evangelize and they haven't smiled the whole time. Well, who wants that? The world's not looking for more misery. I got a letter from somebody that watched my program, and he said, Father, I've watched your program. What do I got to do to be saved? The same thing that the jailer asked Paul, this man is asking me in a letter, what do I got to do to be saved? And what I told him is what I'm telling you now. Quit clinging to the world. It's not going to save you, and it's not going to bring you happiness. Yeah, it's okay to have things and money and relationships and to have some fun, but don't look for that to save you. And what I told the man is, and I wrote him back, and I sent him some materials, some of my books, give your life to Jesus Christ. The joy of the Lord will be your strength. Are you looking for happiness in the world? Do you feel like you're not happy? That's God in you speaking to you. May I ask you to simply, like Francis, like Paul the Apostle, like Claire, like myself, make a surrender to Jesus Christ, and you will find a joy that no circumstance can give you and no circumstance can take away. Don't just live, live with passion. This is Father Cedric Pizania. Thank you so much for listening to my program. I hope you are inspired by my radio program. My goal is to reach out to you and to all with the gospel of Jesus Christ. I invite you to visit my website, www.frcedric.org. That's fathercedric.org. On my website, you can watch my television programs, you can listen to more podcasts, you can make prayer requests that come directly to me, and much more. I have many resources to help you in your Christian life. My resource phone is 844-FATHER-C. That's 844-328-4372. Please feel free to call. Thank you again. Don't just live, live with passion.